This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Like-minded people, that would be you, gather each and every week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. That, of course, being good health. I'm so glad you decided to join us today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob. And I'm here in the capacity of helping you with your health and encouraging you strongly to become your own best doctor most of the time. And boy, do we have a terrific show for you today. Oh, man. Stick around for the entirety, please, because today if you miss a little, you're going to miss an awful lot. We don't want that. We want everybody to listen in and hear about and become educated about some of the topics we're going to be discussing on the show today. A little bit later in the hour, we'll be introducing you to a special guest with a fascinating, interesting topic that you can use and benefit by. I want to also let you know that over on my website, drbob.com, there is a new health poll question there, and love to get your opinion of it because we believe your opinion matters. And it goes like this. Do you believe the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, their sudden announcement this last week about no longer needing to wear masks in fully vaccinated people is politically driven? Was that just a political move, or was there something magic that happened like the day before or an hour before? Do you believe the sudden, don't get me wrong, I am elated about not being required to wear a mask in certain environments, certain areas as we move about, but the sudden change, what happened? What was the revelation anyway? Was it political? Yes or no on that? Love to get your opinion of it. Please vote on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Do you believe the CDC's sudden announcement about no longer needing to wear a mask is political? Yes or no? DrBob.com. All right. Now, we begin with this information. You know, fully vaccinated Americans, as we learned this last week, can officially ditch their masks indoors except in crowded places. That's what the CDC announced. President Biden also followed up with a news conference declaring the new guidance a great milestone as he finally unmasks at the White House and lifts the mandate. Now, again, I'm very happy because I loathe wearing a mask. I've never believed wearing masks have any effect or very little effect at best on disease transmission, particularly with viruses like COVID, the flu, the common cold, etc. And this has been verified through so many sources that I am in contact with, from virologists to scientists who study this at MIT, and even Dr. Anthony Fauci, who initially said that masks are not going to stop transmission. We know this. Otherwise, people would be using masks every year to try to reduce the risk of dying from influenza. We've never asked anybody to put masks on for that. Why start now with something that is of greater danger? And so history shows that that's in fact what we did. So I have unanswered questions about why our government is trying, why are they trying to do this? What are they trying to accomplish by announcing that masks are no longer necessary if you have been fully vaccinated? And by the way, how do you determine who's walking about that's been fully vaccinated? There's no way to understand that. There's no wristband or X marks the spot on their forehead saying that they're fully vaccinated. Therefore, you don't have to worry about them. Mind you, again, I loathe wearing a mask, and especially knowing it has marginal effects or no effect on disease transmission. But again, this is not from information I took out of thin air. I have assessed that very carefully through the experts that I know and trust, including virologists. And I believe that the U.S. attorney or the U.S. Surgeon General, who initially announced masks aren't necessary, he flip-flopped. And also Dr. Tony Fauci, he also flip-flopped. Now, on Wednesday, this last Wednesday, COVID-19 was still a grave threat to every man, woman, and child in the U.S., regardless of whether or not they already received a COVID shot or not. You still were required to wear a mask, even though drug companies claimed their products were near 100% safe and effective against becoming infected with COVID-19 virus. Fast forward to a whopping 24 hours on Thursday, this last Thursday, and the government declares COVID-19 no longer a present health danger to individuals who have been fully vaccinated. You may now remove your masks while indoors, unless you're in crowded environments. There's always a caveat there. What happened? And, you know, you look back and you see that according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, an estimated 40% of asymptomatic Americans, those who have already been infected with the COVID virus, have little or no symptoms of COVID, who enjoy a more durable, a more reliable, and more longer-lasting immunity to COVID-19 virus and its many variants, will still be required to wear a mask if you haven't been fully vaccinated, fully artificially vaccinated with one of the common or popular vaccines from Pfizer or Moderna, J&J, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, etc. So I'm so confused. Well, people who are fully vaccinated and test positive for COVID-19 be required to wear a mask? These questions need to be asked and answered. Thousands and maybe tens of thousands of people who get vaccinated, we're now hearing about this in the news, will still be required to wear masks in certain areas. Will these vaccine passports we're learning about, or some other form of proof, be required? You can't go on a cruise unless you have been fully vaccinated and you can prove that with your card, which is essentially a passport. Why masks are still required in crowded places, even if you have been fully vaccinated? I mean, there's so many questions that I still have that are just left twisting in the wind. And to summarily, over a 24-hour period of time, just say, okay, so now, you know, grave, dire warnings literally within hours suddenly change with like a magic wand. It's almost like the Wizard of Oz in my mind. Remember the Wizard of Oz where the Good Witch of the East declared to all munchkins that they can now come out? It's safe because the Wicked Witch of the West is dead. Poof! She's gone! You may now move about. You're safe because I said it is true. Oh, boy. All right. We'll introduce you to our special guest, change the topic a little bit. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a 1-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Just keep breathing.
Welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about today. Later in the show, we're going to get into the topic of the fact that the CDC finally admits deception and ineptitude about coronavirus spread. You will not want to miss that segment. And it really has to do with all this 6-foot social distancing and masks and so forth. This segment will set you free if you're looking for the truth. We've got that coming up today as well. We're going to get into the topic of shedding. This is not even in the news at all yet. Maybe you'll hear about it soon, about COVID vaccine recipients, those people who choose to be vaccinated may infect those who haven't been vaccinated, secondary to what is called viral shedding, which is well known but not discussed at all. And we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Don't miss out. All right, we're going to turn our attention to something very important for both you and your friendly animal in your life. That would be your four-legged animal. And we have invited a special guest on the program today to talk about how to protect yourself and your animal from getting sick, healthy eating for humans and their pets, human and canine digestive issues and disorders. That's the topic we're going to be discussing here because people need to know more about it. They need to be educated so they too can be healthy naturally. Joining us today is Gail Pruitt. She is a clinical nutritionist and author of The Doggone Good Cookbook and Doggone Good Cuisine, or Healthy, Fast, and Easy Recipes for You and Your Pooch. Gail has been a nutritionist chef since 1996 and conducts nutritional research focusing on human and canine digestive issues and disorders, which we know are rampant in our society. A lot of people suffer from digestive issues. I mean, all you have to do is just continue staring at the boob tube long enough, and you'll see commercial after commercial about people with acid indigestion, heartburn, and all kinds of other health problems, for which the big pharmaceutical companies are offering up drugs that cover up the problem and never do address the underlying reasons. Well, Gail joins us today to discuss how eating for people and their pets is important. And we welcome to the program Gail Pruitt.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted.
It's good to have you with us. Now, you've, Gail, written two books on real food for you and your pets. How did that start? What's the inspiration? What was the genesis of you choosing to do so?
I had adopted two little dogs that were in really bad shape. And so I had, at that time, I just thought like everybody else. You know, you go to your vet and they give you dog food. And I had a huge thing of dog food that I'd gotten from the vet, very expensive. And right in the middle, it was dry dog food, right in the middle was a huge ball of mold. So I threw that out. And I thought, you know what? I love to cook. I don't have anybody really to cook for except for me. So I'll cook for the dogs and me. So I started doing research on canine nutrition. And I found out that they can actually eat the same thing, almost the same thing that we can, just a few exceptions. You know, there's some toxic foods out there that they really can't have. But they have done fantastic with it. And it didn't take them long to really see a difference.
Well, that's great. Why feed your dogs real fresh food instead of food from, and it's so much more convenient for consumers just to grab the can, grab the bag, grab the little container, you zip the lid off and you dump it out for them and they're good to go. Why do dogs require or need, in your opinion, fresh food instead of the stuff that's pre-prepared?
Well, you know, they're live beings. And they breathe and they eat and they love and they, you know, they deserve more than to eat out of a bag or a can for the rest of their life, especially the same thing every day, all day. You wouldn't do that to your child. You wouldn't do that to anybody else, but you'd do that to your dog because that's what you're told to do. So that's, you know, that is why I think it's really good. They're beings. They're live beings. They need real food just like we do.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned, Gail, that there were foods that are toxic to dogs. For those people who have pets, who have dogs listening to this, some of whom do take better care of them their own dogs than they do themselves, I might add. What are those toxic foods that we need to be concerned about that dogs need not come in contact with and we should try to protect them from?
Well, onions, grapes, and raisins, things like that. Chocolate, for sure. Don't let them get into chocolate. Macadamia nuts are really toxic. Also, you know, a lot of times people give their dogs and cats food that they have, and if they have xylitol in it, that could actually kill them. So you have to be really careful about that. No alcohol, of course. One thing I do want to stress, though, is a lot of people use cooked bones, and they give it to their dogs, and cooked bones will shred, and they, you know, it's they splinter, and that could actually injure the intestinal tract. So if you're going to give bones, make sure they're raw.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I dare say that a lot of people are completely unaware and think it's really a treat or it's cute to allow their dog to eat chocolate since they're eating chocolate. I've seen it with my own eyes. And knowing that chocolate is on that list of things that animals, particularly dogs, should not have, most people don't know that, and I think it ought to be more well-known. Now, do you believe in an all-raw diet for dogs, or do you think it's okay to cook food? I mean, a lot of dog owners, a lot of pet owners believe that it should be 100% raw food, nothing cooked, none of the time.
I do both. If I've got some really good, a round roast that's really lean, and so I cut that off and let them have raw bites of that. I do mostly though lightly cooked or gently cooked food. Now, not all, like some of the vegetables, I do raw and I puree them to make sure that, because you know they do not have any amylase in their mouth, so they can't start breaking down anything that's a carbohydrate. And, you know, until it gets down into the intestinal tract. So I puree it to break it down for them. And I put them in ice trays and put them in the freezer. And like, so they're little cubes. And that way I can just take them out. It's really simple, really easy. And, you know, actually, you know, people say that it's so difficult. I do about 2 to 3 hours a month working on dog food. And I freeze it. It's just really simple. Just be a little organized. That's all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning into the program, our special guest is Gail Pruitt. She is a clinical nutritionist and author, and we're talking about how to improve upon the digestive system. Now, we're focusing here on animals. This conversation will gravitate to humans as well and how we can improve human digestion and human digestive function, because so many people have digestive issues and or have symptoms of digestive issues. They don't know what to do, and they're taking copious amounts of pharmaceutical drugs to relieve their symptomatology. There may be some things that you should learn about, both your animal's digestive system to make it better and yourself. We'll reveal those right after this break. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you be another minute here? What are you waiting for?
Hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you tuning into the program. We would also appreciate you getting your opinion of this week's health poll question we have at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Now, you all know by now, if you've watched television or listened to the news or heard it on radio or other people talking about it, the mask mandate has been lifted, and now you can move about freely if you're fully vaccinated without a mask. Here's the question. Do you believe that the CDC's sudden announcement this last week about no longer needing to wear masks in fully vaccinated people is political? Yes or no? Please vote on my site at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. All right, our special guest this segment of the program is Gail Pruitt. She's an author and clinical nutritionist. She's with us today talking about healthy eating for humans and their pets, especially with people who are struggling with digestive disorders and have known digestive disorders in their animals. Now, Gail, prior to the break there, we gave the list of those substances that dogs should not come in contact with, and I think it is valuable to repeat that list because it may have flown right by some people. I want to do that, and then I want to turn our attention to the human digestive system, and it, whether or not there's similarities or likenesses between human and canine digestion. So the list first, please.
Sure. Onions, grapes, raisins, chocolate for sure. Macadamia nuts are very toxic. Xylitol, anything that has xylitol in it, keep it away from your dog, especially your toothpaste. A lot of toothpaste have it because it tastes good. Cooked bones, you want to not do that. There's probably many others, but actually just your main fruits and vegetables are just fine for them, you know, like your berries and that sort of thing. And I'm so glad that you had brought up, too, that, I mean, I was listening on your on the break about Dr. O'Hara's, and my dogs have been taking Dr. O'Hara's for 11 years.
Oh, sweet.
And
okay.
Along with, I've been taking it actually since 2001. I never found another product that's even close to that, but you were asking me another question after that.
Yeah, you're talking about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Okay, yeah, I asked you the question, is, you know, human and canine digestion similar? Now, the mouth is different. You mentioned that digestion of carbohydrates do not occur in the mouth of the canine, and you can demonstrate that by all of the pointed teeth that you find in the canine, as opposed to humans, which are more omnivore, have flat teeth and canine mix, mostly flat. But about the digestion of human and canine digestion, is it similar?
Close. The difference is the foods go through their body much quicker than it does ours. Their stomach has much higher, or actually lower, it's much more acidic than a human's. That's one of the reasons, you know, that they can eat something dead, not die, yeah. You know, like we could. And they can, you know, in their mouth, they also have bacteria. What they call lysons that actually break down bacteria. So that's another thing. They just don't have, amylase to really break down the carbohydrates. So you want to break those down first. But humans, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to go back to the probiotics. That is so important. Friendly bacteria is one of the most important things that you can have in your body. You have 10 times more friendly bacteria, hopefully, if you're healthy, than you have human cells. So, but Dr. O'Hara's is a totally different kind of deal. It's not a freeze-dried product. It's really a wonderful cultured product from 3 to 5 years. You know, you cannot compare them. Even though there are some really great freeze-dried products out there, you just can't compare it. It's different. So I love it, and the dogs have done so well. It's 7 o'clock every night. They come and want their treat, which is a Dr. O'Hara probiotic. It's wonderful for their teeth and gums, by the way.
All right, now I want to give people the opportunity to know this both for themselves and their dogs, that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts Farmers Markets, all natural health retailers across the U.S. are likely to carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. But if you, for some reason, ladies and gentlemen, cannot find it near where you reside or work, you can go over to their website at essentialformulas.com, essentialformulas.com, to find a retailer near you. You know, the obvious goal here is to be proactive and preventive with your animal, your dog, so that they don't develop health-related problems, because veterinarian appointments are not getting any cheaper, I can tell you that. And that's not to say that men and women in the veterinarian business are not dedicated. They are. My wife's sister is a doctor of veterinarian medicine and does great things with the animals. And she is a big believer of supplementing probiotics with the animals that she is responsible for treating. And, of course, she knows about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics through our family. Now, the difference between Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you recommend them as a specific formula for dogs. Why? There are millions of choices. What made you decide on that one?
Because I tried it, and it worked so quickly, and it was so good, and the dogs loved it. And they really, honestly, they had not had diarrhea or vomiting in 11 years. My little Mimi, who is going on 17, by the way, she's been sick maybe 11 years, maybe an hour. And it was some kind of an insect sting. Casper had genetic issues. And so the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and also give them along with that about a half an ounce of goat milk kefir. And that seems to really work well, too. I've never found anything that's even close to that. And I've been working with buying and eat and taking it myself since 2001. There's just not anything like it out there.
Now, do you give the animals that you provide this to, do you give it? Oh, okay, we're going to take a break. I hear the music coming up in the background. I've got just one question or two remaining for you, Gail, if you'll hold there. We'll come back to you after this break. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll get back to our special guest, Gail Pruitt, clinical nutritionist author, in just a little bit. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice. Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. You are listening to the largest radio health talk show in America, the Dr. Bob Martin Show, in large part thanks to you, ladies and gentlemen, spreading the word about this program each and every week. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones. Send out the messages over your social media platforms so they, your friends and loved ones, have an opportunity to tune in to the program and learn about these great things we talk about here each and every week. Now, coming up a little bit later in the program, we're going to talk about the simplest way to get fit. No jogging included. Don't worry. Don't panic. No weights either, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention. Less than 23% of American adults between the ages of 18 and 64 met both of the federal physical activity guidelines of exercising. We're going to tell you what a Professor Thomas Yates recently published in terms of a study about the simplest way to get fit that doesn't involve jogging or using heavy weights. All of that straight ahead here on the program. Our special guest is Gail Pruitt. She's a clinical nutritionist and author of The Doggone Good Cookbook and The Doggone Good Cuisine, more healthy, fast and easy recipes for you and your pooch, and you should have those as part of your health library. And as Gail has been pointing out, human digestion and animal digestion, particularly in this case we're talking about canine, have similarities. She also said, and I think it's worth repeating going back to, that there are 10 times the amount of bacteria in the human body than there are cells. So we are made up mostly of bacteria. And the goal would be to keep that bacteria, the good, friendly, healthy bacteria, in complete charge, as opposed to the unfriendly bacteria that can completely get out of control for a whole variety of reasons and bring our health to a standpoint of stoppage and or reversal of health into sickness. Now, there's a way to hedge that by making sure that you're eating foods that are fermented, which are good to help promote, and fiber in the diet to promote healthy, friendly bacteria, which we know that most human beings do not get enough of, or you can make it easy and convenient and highly effective by supplementing both your animals, your dogs, and yourself with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, a convenient and easy to take, and I might add delicious, supplement. And I say that because I suspect, Gail, that with your dogs, when you feed them the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, that they chew it and they burst the capsule, which has this very delicious tasting paste in it, which is made up of 12 different strains of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic metabolites in it. And I kind of like to break the capsule and sort of suck out this paste out of the capsules themselves so that I get the exposure in my oral cavity and all throughout my entire digestive system. Is that the way you also roll on that, Gail?
Well, yes, I do both, actually. I chew and then I swallow. Usually swallowing, you're going to get really good lower GI. You're going to get a little more lower GI. Chewing is the upper GI, which is great for the esophagus and even the stomach, as well as sinuses and gums and teeth and, you know, all the good stuff. So both. I do both. And they are good. They are very good. They don't taste like chocolate, though, by the way. Somebody said they did. They don't. but anyway, they're really good. You were going to have one more question for me, I think.
Well, I just want people to know that if they cannot find the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, that they are available. They can go to the website essentialformulas.com and learn where to obtain it. And they also should know, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, you can travel with the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as opposed to other probiotics, which must require refrigeration. These are stable at room temperature, which makes them, you're able to travel with them in your pocket, in your purse, in your suitcase, whatever it may be, which is exactly what I do.
Well, absolutely. They can actually go up to 140 degrees. They've been at room temperature, they've been cultured at room temperature 80 degrees from 3 to 5 years. So you can actually just take them out of the box and put them in your suitcase flat, and they're going to be just fine. So, yeah, they're great for travel.
All right, Gail, I want to thank you for joining us here on the show. Appreciate your work. Love your books. And I think that our audience will benefit by, one, learning that not only do they humans benefit by Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, but also their dogs can, too. Now, where can people find your books, Gail, if they want to add them to their health libraries?
They can find them on Amazon and just go in for Gail Pruitt, that's G-A-Y-L-E, Pruitt, P-R-U-I-T-T, and put Doggone Good Cookbook up there or Doggone Good Cuisine, and you'll find me. And one more thing I wanted to mention real quick is that I was on your show about 5-6 years ago. I'm not sure exactly how long ago it was. I still have people calling me from your show.
Well, I'm glad of that.
That is a fact.
I'm so glad to hear that. We'll give out the address where you can get more of this in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Staying healthy has never been more important, and Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
And you said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Yeah. Our tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity.
do with it? What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it?
Welcome me back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I want to thank Gail Pruitt, clinical nutritionist author, for joining us this last segment of the show. Again, if you're interested in keeping your immune system as hearty as you can, because we know that the digestive system is home, it's grand central station to the healthy, friendly bacteria that runs and regulates about 70% of the human immune system. And that's why it has to be on that list of things to do to protect yourself from all things related to microbes that are floating around. Have a healthy bacterial gastrointestinal tract. You can maintain that through proper eating, proper lifestyle, fiber, fermented foods, and supplementing with prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic metabolites in the form of a supplement called Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And you can share that with your animals, particularly your canines, as Gail has told us during that interview. She both takes it, and her animals take it, and they're healthy, and she is as well. And Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available throughout the United States, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts Farmers Markets, all natural health retailers across the U.S. They also have a terrific website you might want to look at for more information at EssentialFormulas.com. EssentialFormulas.com. If you're looking to get a hold of the work that Gail Pruitt has been doing with her books, you can over to Amazon. The Doggone Good Cookbook and Doggone Good Cuisine. It's all there. Her name is spelled G-A-Y-L-E, Gail Pruitt, P-R-U-I-T-T, for more information. Great stuff, and I think we need to better educate people about taking care of our animals as ourselves and try to reduce the risks of future illness going forward. This is all about prevention and proactivity. And this should be part of it because, let's face it, if your animals are sick and you're worried and stressed about it, it's going to impact your health. If your friendly companion goes down, think of the people who grieve over that, and think of the people who are distraught over the fact that they lose their animal prematurely. All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about the fact that the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, CDC, finally admits the deception and the ineptitude about the coronavirus spread. What happened? Why did the CDC get this and so many other things wrong? We'll tell you all about it next hour here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.